Thank you so much for listening and hopefully subscribing to the Todd Wright Toddcast as we approach 300 unique episodes, non-fantasy, non-survivor content, focusing a lot on football, obviously. During this football season, it is presented by Ping Chasers, Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Ping Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. 10% back every time you visit. Keep listening to Drew Garabo on Drew Garabo Live to announce his next bone bowling night at Ping Chasers. For more information, go to pingchasers.net and start having fun. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Brandon Legal Group, also longtime supporter of the Todd Wright Toddcast, as well as the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 43 XL III, sold out for almost 2 months now for West Chase Golf Club this weekend. I just visited with Sean and Jeremy at the home office of Brandon Legal Group earlier this week to pick up prizes for my first place team. Brandon Legal Group simply wants me, a paid non-attorney spokesperson, to convey to you they are a full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. They can help you in areas including yet not exclusive to family law, divorce, child support adjustment, or to eliminate you paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida. As of July 1st, 2023, there is no permanent alimony in the state of Florida. If you have been paying that, you need to get in front of a judge and you can stop paying permanent alimony. For a free consultation, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576. Email for all my podcasts is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you have a golf request, please send that to toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at toddwright2121. It's the same handle on Twitter X, where I usually just promote my golf tournaments and my podcasts. And we can be friends on Facebook. If you like, I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. You know how Tony Dungy sort of talked about the regular season in quarters? And granted, we've gone to a 17th game. Many of those 17th games now don't mean squat. So I thought what I'd do today with an NFL theme, because some things are what I, and maybe you expected, some things aren't what I or you maybe expected, and some are somewhere in between. So I'm just going to look at the standings. Didn't do a lot of prep on this other than watching football for four straight weeks, and take each team and just give an opinion whether they won or lost the first quarter of the NFL season. And feel free to play along at home and send me any of yours at right.todd@yahoo.com. Let's see how quick we can do this. Knowing me, it will not be quick. AFC East. Yeah, the Bills won the first quarter of the season, bouncing back from a horribly embarrassing loss to the New York Jets in their opening game at the hands of Zach Wilson, the Jets defense, and a punt return to end overtime, which sends Josh Allen to 0-5 in overtime games. Since then, the Bills have been rocking, rolling, and just steamrolled the red-hot Miami Dolphins. They've only given up 55 points all year, and they played the Dolphins as one of those four games. And the Jets had a punt return touchdown to win in game one. So factor all that into that 55 number. There's only one team in the NFL, oh, I hope you know it before I tell you, that has given up less points this season than the Buffalo Bills. So they definitely won the first quarter of the season. So the Dolphins. Granted, the Dolphins have a loss head-to-head to the Bills. They can avenge that when they host the Bills later in the season. I believe the Dolphins lead the league in total points. They should when you score 70 in a game. By the way, the Dolphins 150 is only 11 better than the Bills at 139. And no one else is above 125. The 49ers have scored 125, and I think McCaffrey has most of that. fantasy element there. So big time offenses with Miami and Buffalo. Defensively, the Bills have more going for them than the Dolphins. Dolphins have given up 119. They will get Jalen Ramsey back at some point. That won't hurt them. Patriots definitely lost the first quarter of the season. Belichick is now pretty firmly into double digits below 500 as an NFL head coach without Tom Brady. Just suffered his worst regular season loss of his career at the hands of the Dallas Cowboys amidst talk that they're going to switch quarterbacks at some point. They just traded for a former DB. There's more talk now about would Kraft and Belichick part ways, and that would basically be Kraft saying to Belichick, I got to move on, and let's spin it as though we're parting ways, and I doubt Belichick would coach again. Not sure if he'd have front office involvement somewhere in football at his age. He's the oldest head coach in the National Football League. So not good for Belichick and the Patriots. Not good for the Jets. I love that Kyle Brandt, thanks to Sean, who pointed this out for me, because I don't watch Good Morning Football. It's not that I dislike the show. I don't have time to watch everything football related. I watch shows on NFL Network, but I watch the Insiders and the Fantasy Show. And I watch the Sunday show on NFL Network that keeps everyone updated on all the highlights and all the games because I do not have access to Red Zone. But I like how Kyle Brandt was like, why am I talking about the Jets and Zach Wilson? And until they actually become relevant, I'd like to – we're a national show. Can I talk about the Texans? Can I talk about other teams that have good things going rather than essentially wasting time patronizing the New York market? Good for Kyle Brandt. So that's all I got to say on the Jets. Chiefs, yeah, they won the first quarter. They're 3-1. Their defense has only given up 60 points. So they're tied for fourth in terms of points allowed. So don't overlook that. I know Zach Wilson made some throws, but in the end, the Chiefs did what they needed to do to win that game against the Jets. But yeah, they've only given up 60 points. They have the opening loss to the Lions. That's as much on Kadarius Toney and no Kelsey as anything. I mean, is that really the only reason the Chiefs aren't 4-0? Were those two factors in the opening game? I mean, Lions played well enough to win, but the Lions really only had, what, two offensive drives. Chargers are 2-2. I'm going to say the Chargers won the first quarter of the season, and here's why. They survived Brandon Staley's stupidity, and they're at 500 with a quarterback doing everything in sight, not turning the ball over, Eckler not playing three games, Staley going for it on 4th-and-1 twice late in games where he should have not gone on 4th-and-1 to get to 2-2. They are so close to being 0-4, and Staley being the one, not Eberflus, about to be fired because the Chargers are on their bye week. So yeah, the Chargers somehow won the first quarter of the season by being 2-2 and not being 0-4. Raiders 1-3 definitely lost the first quarter of the season. Not a lot good going for the Raiders. Their only win, the opening win against the Broncos. I don't know that that's a flag you want to fly other than it being a rivalry division win. Woohoo! Lost your last three. You finally got Josh Jacobs the ball. Devontae Adams has been a monster. And just, I mean, they got players. And it's just, it doesn't. Now, they put it together second half of last year. They're going to have to keep McDaniels around. Broncos 1-3. You know their story. Routed by the Dolphins 70-20. Only win against the Bears, rallying from down 28-7. Their defense is really bad. And, I mean, they got some players, too. They've given up 150-70 in one game. if the Bears are about to blow out Eberflus, you wonder if Sean Payton wishes he had waited. Because it strikes me as the Bears would come after Sean Payton if he was still sitting on the sidelines and working for Fox. I'm not saying the Bears job is better than the Bronco job, but Sean Payton might have preferred the Chicago gig in the NFC to the Denver gig. Still a lot of baggage with both. Ravens 3-1 definitely won the first quarter of the season. Lamar Jackson is running for touchdowns again. Defensively, they've only given up 58 points. Only loss to the Texans. They go to the Steelers this week. Steelers are 2-2. I'm going to say the Steelers lost the first quarter of the season because of how bad they looked in the loss to the Texans. They've only scored 62 points. Pickett may not be it. Trubisky, we know, isn't it. I mean, are they one of these teams like the Pats when they used a first-round pick on Mac Jones? Where, I mean, they happen because teams overvalue quarterbacks and draft them in the first round just because they need one and there aren't enough to go around. Tomlin's still going to finish the year no worse than 9-8. And I like how honest he was about making changes after the loss to the Texans. I think Mike Tomlin would say we lost the first quarter of the season, even though they're 2-2. Browns are 2-2. I think the Browns won the first quarter of the season by starting 2-2. Granted, they lose Nick Chubb. That stinks. You don't want to see a quality player like that get hurt. Gruesome fashion. Hopefully makes it back. Watson sits out week 4. More and more, it feels like it wasn't something Watson should have or could have played through. Hey, Derek Carr played through an injury for New Orleans. How'd that work? So I'll say the Browns won the first quarter of the season at 2-2. I think most Browns fans would take 2-2 to start the season. And defensively, they've played very, very well. Just 60 points scored on the Browns. Bengals are a mess. They got to get their act together. They don't have the advantage of an early bye week. You lose to Arizona this week. That's an exclamation point on you being the biggest disappointment with no discernible explanation, right, of the NFL season. Bengals just 49 points through 4 games. Got to beat Arizona. I know the Bengals can come back from virtually anything to, you know, be a good team. They can get on a run, but what's wrong in Cincinnati? AFC South is interesting because all 4 teams have the same record. I think the Texans won the first quarter by actually being 2-2. They are a pass-first offense, playing good defense. There's some good things happening here. Good for D'Amico Ryans. Stroud has stayed very efficient in not turning the ball over. I'd say the Jaguars lost the first quarter of the season going 2-2. They've been too predictable. Maybe they're figuring some things out over in London for 2 weeks. Peterson said that trip hit him at the right time. Titans being 2-2. I think the Titans lose the first quarter of the season going 2-2 just because we haven't seen enough to look at this team and say, yeah, here's what we like about this team. And Derrick Henry's numbers have been sporadic. It's not like Hopkins is making a big impact. Pass defense, eh. Granted, they shut down Burrow, but is Burrow on one leg, and what's really going on in Cincinnati? Colts at 2-2. Yeah, I'd say that's a win. Colts are really competitive under the offensive coordinator of the Eagles. We all love Anthony Richardson. He just needs to calm down on a play-by-play basis and realize that the NFL is a lot tougher to survive and you just can't give your body up on just any play in a regular season game. NFC East, Eagles won the first quarter and they seem unhappy with how they're playing. They weren't happy after going to overtime against the Commanders. They weren't happy after the Monday night game against the Bucks. They weren't happy with letting the Patriots hang around. I forget off the top of my head who their week two game was. DeAndre Swift's been great. The line play is phenomenal. And it's just scary that this team feels they should be better. I still wonder about this new offensive coordinator and the play calling. I do. But, I mean, at worst, what are the Eagles going to go at worst? 12-5? Still might be good enough to win the division, depending on what they do head-to-head against the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys 3-1, trap game loss in Arizona. Other than the Cowboys have only given up 41 points all year. 41. You can say what you want about the three offenses who couldn't score against them, the Jets, the Giants, the Pats. The Cowboys have still only given up 41 points all year. Their defense and special teams have basically outscored what the defense have given up. Still wonder about Dak's play, especially in the red zone. Finally got a ball to CeeDee Lamb early in the week four game for a touchdown. The Pollard workload is a lot. I worry that he can handle that workload. Deuce Vaughn just looks so small when they try to get him involved. A bigger role for Dowdle, perhaps. I don't see the Cowboys, bringing in another running back to use as their RB2 in situations to give Pollard a rest. Defensively, phenomenal. Could be even better with a healthy Diggs. Commanders definitely won the first quarter of the season. Can you, I follow a bunch of things on social media that talk about the hot seat of quarterback of coaches, and I'm into this too. Can all of you stop with the Ron Rivera bullshit? I saw one going into last week that his seat was the fifth hottest in the NFL. Seriously, stop with that shit. You don't know what you're talking about. Stop. And if you come back at me and say, well, he should have gone for two, he explained it. He explained why he didn't do it. You can disagree with it. He gave you an explanation. He didn't bullshit you. If they go for two and they're tired, they might not execute the play. They have the ball first in overtime. Ron Rivera gets the most out of any group of players he has, like a Mike Tomlin. He's not on the frickin' hot seat just because the new owner didn't hire him. Ron Rivera wins people over and wins games. If it wasn't for Ron Rivera, do we have to have this conversation again? Loser Lovie Smith never is a head coach in a Super Bowl. And then loser Lovie Smith wanted his money and didn't take care of Ron Rivera. And loser Lovie Smith has been spiraling into unemployment ever since. Dare I say the Bears bring him in because no one on Eberflus's staff is capable of running a team as a head coach. Giants definitely lost the first quarter of the season. I'm stunned Dable keeps Daniel Jones out there. Wow. 49ers definitely won the first quarter of the season. Not too much more to say there. Brock Purdy still has never lost a game that he started and finished in the NFL. Pretty damn amazing for a Mr. Irrelevant. We talk about all these whiff first-round pick quarterbacks, and Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. Dare I say, if Brock Purdy wins a Super Bowl for the Niners, does that offset the Trey Lance thing? Is that a push now? Is it a push already that the Niners gave up all those picks for Trey Lance and it didn't work, but they drafted Brock Purdy with the last pick and it did? Is that a push? I know Purdy was one pick, Lance was three. But if Purdy, the Niners For those of you that throw stones at the Cowboys, they haven't won a Super Bowl in forever. Yeah, the Niners haven't won a Super Bowl since 1 year prior to the Cowboys' last Super Bowl. This just in. So if Purdy does that, I think it pushes the Trey Lance criticism. John Lynch, I think, just got a new deal anyway. Seahawks definitely won the first quarter of the season, despite a week one flop against a Rams team that's better than we thought. So the Rams won the first quarter of the season. They finally cut ties with Cam Akers. They have a rookie receiver that's very lovable in Puka Nacua. Stafford is doing Stafford things. They're competitive for now. I don't know. The Rams, to me, maybe finished 7-10. It's better than I thought they would be at the beginning of the season. Cardinals lost the first quarter of the season, but they're playing hard. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have a lot, but they seem to be getting after it. You know, every game, unlike some other teams, Chicago, Denver, and there's more, but the Giants, the Cardinals show up and play. 1-3. Lions definitely won the first quarter of the season at 3-1, and it feels like they could be better. You know, are they as good as their 3-1 record? Well, you are what your record says you are. Gibbs hasn't gotten going. Not sure what to make of the Jamison Williams thing. They got one of the best offensive linemen out there in terms of not giving anything up. Right there with Williams and Zach Martin. Hutchinson coming off the edge. Fun team to watch. Just blew a fourth quarter lead to the Seahawks, or they're unbeaten. Packers at 2-2. Did they win or lose the first quarter of the season? I'm going to say they lost it because they lost that head-to-head game at Lambeau to the Lions. Granted, we're transitioning from Rodgers to Love. Love is doing many good things, but it's not clicking yet. But you want to be at your best later in the season. I still like what I see with the Packers. I'd like to see them be a little bit better defensively. Vikings definitely lost the first quarter of the season. Bears lost the first quarter of the season. And lastly, the Bucks definitely won the first quarter of the season. Defensively, they've only given up 68 points. That is the second best in the NFC to the Cowboys. The Bucks defensively don't miss many tackles. And the tackles they make are very, very physical, legal tackles. They are wearing on teams. You get tackled by a Devin White. You get tackled by Antoine Winfield. You get tackled by some of these members of the Buccaneer defense, the front seven and Winfield. They send messages early. And there are some players in the NFL. These are grown professional athletes. Don't like to get hit hard early in games. And it makes them a little... It changes their body language as the game goes on, some of them. You know, Reggie Bush was like that. The book on Reggie Bush was, get to him early, hit him really hard, and it will change the way he plays the rest of the game against us. And Baker Mayfield's been damn efficient. Yeah, he looked bad against the Eagles, who on the Bucks didn't, right? The Eagles are in another class. The only two teams like the Eagles left on the Bucks schedule are the Bills and the Niners. I said this on Spectrum News 9 and 13 in Tampa and Central Florida. Orlando last night. The Bucs should be competitive with this group playing like this in every game they have left to play, other than maybe the road games, the Bills and the 49ers. Falcons at 2-2. I still don't believe in Arthur Smith. Why are you playing Tyler Algier exclusively in the first quarter of the game in London before you put in Bijan Robinson? We're in October now. You've had Robinson since rookie camp. What's going on? You know, Jonnu Smith getting more looks than Kyle Pitts. I kill Kyle Pitts on my fantasy podcast, but I know Pitts is very capable. They reference some knee injury. I don't think that's it. Desmond Ridder isn't it. Falcons got a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. They've only given up 77 points this year, and some of that is due to Ridder's poor play on offense. Arthur Smith, to me, just does... The combination of Arthur Smith and Desmond Ridder does not look the part of a National Football League playoff team. Saints at 2-2. Did they win or lose the first quarter of the season? I think they lost it, because I think we also have to look at how they lost that head-to-head game to the Bucs. Don't give me the Carr excuse. If Carr was that bad, then he shouldn't have played. Yeah, I know there's a resistance to playing Jameis Winston, but, you know, clearly Carr was limited in that game. And that's why they use Taysom Hill so much. Saints defensively do a lot of very good things. Didn't do as many of them against Baker Mayfield and the Bucs. Saints have scored all of 62 points this year. Among the lowest point. And Carr, even when healthy, can't get the ball down the field. I never thought Carr was worth the money as the big free agent signing, which is why I didn't pick the Saints to win the division. Sadly, I did pick the Panthers to win the division, and maybe Frank Reich is done. I'm starting to think, as crazy as Mr. Irsay is in Indy, who just suddenly yanked Reich mid-season last year, after three straight losses, and said, Jeff Saturday, come on in. No coaching experience. I don't care. Come on in. Was Irsay wrong? Last seven games, Frank Reich has been a head coach. He is 0-7. He has an offensive background. His offensives have scored, in those seven losses, seven offensive touchdowns. They look really bad, and word on Bryce Young is Bryce Young emotionally doesn't seem to be handling this very well. He has other teammates. You know, your quarterback usually is your guy picking everybody else up. I know he's a rookie, but he has other teammates like pulling up chairs to his locker saying, hey, you got this. It's going to be all right. Doesn't feel great. Okay, there you go. What do you think? Yeah, that wasn't a short podcast. I apologize. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers and Brandon Legal Group. We'll talk to you next time.